You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vadrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And I've got something a little bit different for you this week. Let me introduce you to the Choir of Man, the all-singing, all-dancing theatre version of A Trip to Your Favourite Pub. The idea is very simple. 9 men, based in a pub built on stage, showcasing their talent and some of the world's best-loved songs. Take a listen to this.
Most pubs have a football team, a darts team, an intimidatingly vast array of weirdly named real ales. Chaps? This pub has a choir, always has, and we are the current class. We are the Choir of Man.
Well, we know we're going away, and how I wish it weren't so. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery.
Oh, so wait.
So wake me up.
So the Choir of Man is an international musical sensation from the creative minds of Andrew Kay and Nick Dudson. As I said, it features a cast of 9 who basically just perform songs from classic pub tunes and folk numbers, rock songs, some Broadway favourites for the musical theatre fans too. Like, musically, it's sort of like if you crossed Fisherman's Friends with a cappella, with musical theatre, with like a bit of Alfie Beau, and maybe a touch of some of the more folky Eurovision entries that we've seen over the years, but then apply it to like a Guns N' Roses song or something by Avicii or whatever. I cannot even begin to tell you how much I love it. This is 100% up my street. And I wanted to bring it to your attention because the Choir of Man is about to have its West End debut. It's had sellout seasons at the Sydney Opera House and toured all around America and Europe. But at long, long last, we are going to get it on a West End stage. And not a moment too late either. It's already had great reviews, with What's On Stage calling it a 10 out of 10 evening of enjoyment when it ran at the London Underground over the summer. So it really isn't something to be missed now that it's coming to the West End officially. Shows will start at the Arts Theatre on the 29th of October, with an official opening night set for the 9th of November, and it's currently booking up to February of next year, so plenty of time for you to see it. And if that already wasn't enough to convince you, I will put a trailer for the show and a link to their performance at West End Live here in the post. The West End Live one is definitely something I'd recommend you give a watch to. I love West End Live, and it's a really great way to see a broad snapshot of the shows that are on in the West End. And, you know, this year had all the big hitters like Frozen and Heathers and Six and Cinderella and Come From Away and so on. And yet, I have never seen a performance with anywhere close to the energy and enthusiasm of the Choir of Man's one. It's so infectious, so fun, and on top of that, the songs are brilliantly performed. Their voices are insane. It's such a crowd pleaser. I will also drop a link here to a playlist of songs from the 2018 self-titled album so you can get a flavour of what the Choir of Man sound like. I will hold my hands up and say I've been binging the album all week. Again, probably not a surprise that I love it so much when it's this brilliant blend of genres, but I would highly, highly recommend it. So you can give that a listen via the link here in the post. The full cast has also just been announced for the West End show, so again, you can find out more about who exactly is in the show via the link below. I am genuinely so excited about this, though, and I haven't even mentioned, actually, the fact that the pub they build on stage, called The Jungle, that the show is set in, it's a real working bar. Like, they can pull pints and invite audience members to get involved. It's a real pub, so if any of this has taken your interest, make sure you pay attention to the Choir of Man and get your tickets booked now for its West End run. And on that note, I will say goodbye for this week. Of course, I'll be back again next Sunday evening, twice, first at 6 p.m. live on urn1350.net with Showtime for a whole hour of glorious musical theatre tunes, and then right here again at 7 p.m. straight after that for a brand new episode of Spotlight On to let you know exactly what's going on in the world of musical theatre. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.